We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. As if there weren't enough international stories on the plate of the new administration and America's other diplomatic leaders, there's the latest story about a rift between the U.S. and China. Specifically, the story relates to the U.S. naval ship Impeccable, which the U.S. claims was doing nothing wrong in international waters, yet the Chinese acted in a hostile way to urge it to change its course and move away from Hainan Island, which it was relatively close to. With me now to talk about the significance of this story and what message the Chinese might be trying to send is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Valley, who was also Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific for many years. And General, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Well,
happy to be with you again.
You understand the Chinese. In fact, the very first interview you and I ever did related to the reconnaissance plane that the Chinese forced to land back in April of 2001. So I guess we're coming full circle a little bit in some ways. If the U.S. is correct in that we weren't in restricted waters and we weren't doing anything improper, what should we read into this?
Well, I think any time that our aircraft, Greg, or our ships at sea get close to that that international boundary, international waters, over space or over fly space near the Chinese border, they get very concerned and they sort of push want us to know we're going to push them back a little bit, even though we're might be in an international airspace and waters. But keep in mind, it's very tense over there. And the Chinese, I don't think we should be so naive. They're not our friends. Even though they're buying up and have bought up a lot of our debt, they've done that with the mission in mind. And so when you look at Russia and China, we should not assume these nations are our friends or they use us. They use us as best they can economically, financially, but certainly the threat still of Taiwan exists. That's loud and clear. They want it back, and we have an agreement with Taiwan that basically we're going to provide them security. So it's always been tense and continues to be when you have these sort of on-the-fence type of incursion, not necessarily an incursion, but you get near those international boundaries.
Well, General, it's been pretty clear over the years that, China's interested in becoming the next superpower, both militarily and economically to some extent. Yep. What do we know about where they are? And you mentioned this is kind of part of maybe a larger strategy. What do you know about that?
Well, they are, in fact, getting up into the superpower leagues, that's for sure, with a continued increase in their armed forces. Technology, satellite technology, launches, international ballistic missiles. So they are taking a lot of money that's been gathered up in trade and putting it towards their war machine. And their intelligence, that penetration into U.S. intelligence on the Internet has been very, very intense over the last 12 months. And our intelligence sources are watching it, and but the cyberspace incursion is something a lot of people don't talk about, Greg. But that's very heavy,
right?
And also with the Russians, so we're being penetrated at every possible level, not only by the Russian Chinese, but also by the radical Islamists. So, you know, we've got a lot of spears being aimed at the United States to bleed us.
That certainly seems to be the case. In general, what's the best strategy for this type of behavior? Do we try to send some sort of message to let them know that we're not going to let them push us around? Do we try and let bygones be bygones and not make a huge international incident about it? What's the best strategy?
Well, the best strategy is to continue as they do in international waters, our presence there, and keep that presence up and stand tall in light of all of this and not acquiesce to them. They understand power, and they understand what power can do. And that's exactly what they possess, and that's what they show when they can. Same thing with the Russians. We're very naive in this country now, Greg. Our politicians are naive and think we can appease and get along with everybody when, in fact, many of these countries want to bleed us to death, is my opinion. We need to stand tall in light of it as warriors.
General, certainly, as you mentioned, a lot of different foreign policy challenges, and this is one that probably flies way too far under the radar. Thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Major General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired. He was also the Deputy Commanding General for the U.S. Army in the Pacific and knows the Chinese issue very, very well. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Remember to check us out online 24/7 at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.